Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For News Radio 1020, KDKA in Pittsburgh, I'm Jennifer Bloodworth. Here are the top stories we're following on this Monday, September 17th, 2018. All eight dioceses of the Pennsylvania Catholic Church are targeted in a class action lawsuit filed today seeking the names of every priest suspected of sex abuse. KDKA Radio's Joe DiStio reports.
Attorney Benjamin Sweet tells KDK Radio's Marty Griffin the class action builds off the recent state grand jury report citing 301 priests.
While it was a fantastic start and obviously a very compelling report and document, does not in any way provide a complete accounting of the abuse and the abusers.
Plaintiffs Ryan O'Connor of Verona and Kristen Hancock of Mount Lebanon say they also want all church records on suspected abuse. The state high court has yet to decide if about a dozen names redacted in the report should be made public. Joe DiStio, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Officials announced today the state income tax refund intercept program has paid over $5.4 million to crime victims in its first year and a half. The program allows the Department of Revenue to deduct restitution and fines from convicted individuals' state income tax refunds. Pennsylvania victim advocate Jennifer Storm says the program holds criminals accountable.
Often restitution is this promise that is made by the offender and the system that often goes unfulfilled for victims. It's incredibly frustrating to not receive the accountability by way of a check every week.
The program went into effect early last year under the Crime Victims Act. In national news, the violent winds of Florence that rattled shingles off houses and tore down trees have subsided, and the pounding rain has eased, lulling many in the storm's path into believing they've already weathered the worst of it. But rivers are continuing to rise, and CBS News weather producer David Parkinson says it's the smaller rivers causing much of the flooding.
It's not the big rivers that are flooded. It's the tiny ones that are crossing the roads, the culverts that are washed out, things like that. But they still have to make it into the large Cape Fears and other type rivers.
Authorities are rushing to coax people out of their homes in evacuation zones before the water rushes in. Senator Susan Collins says Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford, the woman accusing him of sexual misconduct, should both testify under oath before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Committee Chair Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa wants Kavanaugh and Ford to be interviewed by phone by bipartisan staff. But Democrats say staff calls are insufficient and want the proceedings postponed so the FBI can investigate. Ford says Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her at a party when they were teenagers. Kavanaugh denies the claim, calling it completely false. About 16,000 folding bistro chairs are being recalled due to a falling hazard. Manufacturer Jimco says it has received 5 reports of the seat breaking, with one involving injuries. The chairs were sold individually at TJ Maxx and Marshalls and as a set at Home Goods and Sierra Trading Post from January through June. See refund information at kdkaradio.com. For News Radio 1020, KDKA in Pittsburgh, I'm Jennifer Bloodworth.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.